Good morning to all my friends in Christ. Today's devotional is Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. So this famous preacher was visiting the city, and he wanted to get familiar with the city because he was going to preach in that city. So on his walk, he met this very rich person. And after a brief introduction, the rich man said that, you know, when you talk to God, could you please convey my message to him? And the message is that I have enough. Please tell God not to give me more blessings. I already have enough. And thank you so much for that. So the rich man said, yes, when I pray, I will convey your message. And then a few yards after, he met a very poor person. And he had a very similar request that, you know, after an initial introduction, after the poor man came to know that he is the preacher and he talks to God, he said, could you please tell God to send blessings in my way? Because I am actually really hand to mouth. I have such a difficulty. There's hardly anything to eat, and I am actually just living by. Difficult. So ask God to have mercy on me. Ask God to send blessings in my way. So a few days later, the following week, the same preacher is walking that road and he meets the rich guy. So the rich guy is curious and he says, did you tell God my request? And what did God say? So the rich man said, the preacher said that, yes, I did talk to God and I did convey your message. And God said, stop thanking me. And then a few yards later, he met the poor person who had a similar question that, you know, did you talk to God and what did God say? When will my situation change? And the preacher's answer was similar. The preacher said to the poor person, let's start thanking God. So sometimes we don't think it is important to thank God. We just read our Bible and we pray and we have these 10, 15 petitions or requests that we put in God's, in our prayer, that Lord, today, please do this, this, this for me, this, this, this for my children, and this, this, this for my family, and whatever our prayer requests are. We all have gone through that, so we all understand that. But today's message is, as I read in this verse, that, you know, how do we enter his gates? How do we enter his presence? We enter his presence with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. Let's be thankful. Yes, in some parts of the world, we celebrated Thanksgiving. But the message of thanksgiving is very important. It needs to be implemented in our daily life. Our attitude of gratitude determines the altitude of our life. Let's be thankful for our lives, our health, our jobs, our finances, our children, our families, our homes. Let's be thankful for his gift of salvation. Let's be thankful for his word. Let's be thankful for his guidance and his direction in our life. Every day I thank God for a new day. And every day I thank God, thank Jesus for his gift of salvation. Every day I surrender my schedule to the Holy Spirit. And I thank Holy Spirit for his wisdom, because I need wisdom for my day-to-day work. I need his guidance. I need his counsel. So there's so many things to be thankful for. Yes, I agree. There are several things that we like to have in our lives to make our life better and complete. And there's nothing wrong in putting our petitions, but we forget to be thankful also. In fact, we need to be thankful first. The Lord's Prayer starts with thanking God. Our Father who are in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So the principle here is to thank God. Thank God for who he is. He's holy God, he's loving Father. He's gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. Hallelujah. Praise be to you, Lord. Praise be to you. Hallelujah, Lord. I pray for more blessings in your life. I pray for more peace in your life. May God bless you abundantly. And I am so thankful for each and every person who's listening to this message. May God bless you. In the name of Jesus, I pray and ask, Amen.